Hey, you're welcome to Conversations with IOB. I just have a very short word for you. You listen to this podcast right now. You know, this is not like the stereotype way of me doing my podcast, but I just want to share something very important with you. You are not late. Honestly, you might feel like you are very much behind time. You might feel like a whole lot of people have gone ahead of you. You might think that, oh, what am I doing in my life? Why has everybody gone? And I'm just here. But I just have a word for you. You are not late. You are not late. Everyone has their own time. It's all about knowing our own race and getting to wait patiently for it. In as much as we are not idle, the time will surely come. The time will surely come. Everyone has their own race to run. You are not late. Just remain on your lane. Do what God has asked you to do. Do what you find to do. But just make sure you are in line with God's purpose for your life. In purpose, you are never late. Let me say that again. In purpose, you are never late. You're never late in purpose. Just stay on your lane. Develop yourself in that which God has shown you, in that purpose God has shown you, that vision that God has placed in your heart. Develop yourself. Prepare for it. Like David, that was anointed king. But it took several years before he was crowned king. But in the process, he learned several things. He learned to take care of sheep. He learned to kill bears and lions. He learned to play the G instrument. You are never late. Just because you haven't gotten to where God has shown you does not mean that you have not done well in life. Or you're wasting your life. Just keep at doing the things that your aunt finds to do now. The things that you can do in preparation for that place that he has shown you. If he has asked you that, okay, he has shown you that you're going to be the president of Nigeria, you don't sit around and be waiting for that day to come. You prepare yourself. You go to school. You meet with the people in governance, learn governance from them, get the ideologies that you need to build a nation that God has in mind for you to build. You build up yourself, develop yourself. All you have in mind is there is a future that God has shown me, and I'm doing all it takes to be prepared for it. Like my favorite quote will always be, opportunity always favors the prepared mind. Opportunity will always favor those that are prepared. No matter how much you've been waiting for an opportunity, it will pass you by when you are not prepared for it. So I'll say this in closing, you are not too late. Prepare for that future. Prepare for the future that you're seeing. Thank you, and have a great evening, wherever you are, morning, afternoon, night. Thank you so much for listening. Do enjoy your day, and please subscribe to this podcast. Thank you. I love you. Bye. Hello, you're welcome to Conversations with IOB. Thank you so much for joining this very podcast. I'm very excited to have you join today's podcast. For very interesting reason, I am not going to do this podcast like I used to, because there's something that has been burning in my heart for some weeks now. So I just decided to share with you guys. I believe that it will be of tremendous help to somebody listening to this podcast. So this podcast was strictly just made just for you. Yes, you listening to it. So, on this episode of the podcast, I'll be talking about something that has been burning in my heart for a while now. Drum roll. I'll be talking about something. You are not too late. Yes, you are not too late. I'm sure there have been a lot of craze about, oh, you're too late to do this. Oh, you are too old to do this. Oh, you are too late. You are not late. I repeat, you are not late. Everybody has their own race to run. Everybody has their own purpose that God has given to them. So I can't compare myself to somebody else because they are running their race and I'm running mine. We all have our race to run. And on this race, God is the judge. God is the judge of this race. Everybody has their own race, and God is the one that can say, oh, you're on track. You are doing well, my son. You are doing well, my daughter. God is the only one that can say you are, if you are late or not. Don't let nobody take you or make you not to keep running the race you're on. Don't get bamboozled with people that are on at the cutting edge of their career or ministry or whatever, and you feel like I'm late already. Let me just waste my life doing nothing. Your life is important to God, and that's why you're still alive. The reason why you are still alive is because God has a purpose for you. And in purpose, you are not late. You are not late in purpose. It is not late. You might not have started at the time you think you should have started, but that does not mean that you are late. Apostle Paul did not become a follower of Christ. He was a persecutor of the brethren. But when he came on the scene, he finished well. He said, I have finished my race and I have run my course. It didn't matter when he started. But what mattered was he finished his race. So no matter where you are at this point in time, you are not too late to do that thing that God has placed in your heart to do. You are not too late to write that book. You are not too late to do that course. You are not too late to start that career. You are not too late to do that ministry. Whatever God has placed in your heart to do, don't be too shy to do it. Do what God has asked you to do. Simple. Carry out God's purpose for your life. Don't be bamboozled by what you see on social media and feel like, oh, that person has gone ahead of me. Oh, this person is doing so well. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you wake up to the reality that you are not too late to do whatever God has told you to do. It doesn't matter what it is. You are not too late. You are not late. You are not late. You are not late. What God has placed in your heart to do, do it. That's what I'm here to tell you. Whatever God has placed in your heart to do it, to do, do it. Don't think about other people where purpose is concerned. Whatever God has told you to do, do it, because everyone has their race to run. You cannot run my race. I cannot run your race. We all just do what our father, our master has asked us to do. And that's what we ought to do. You don't know what God has told me to do. I don't know what God has told you to do, but whatever it is, do it. Just do it. I hope with this 3 point of mine, I've been able to convince you and not confuse you. But in case I confused you, just go back, play from the beginning, and make sure you just do it. You are not too late. Thank you, and have a great day.